We read once more from God's Word and return to the Psalms in the prose version in our Bibles. And we're going to read together Psalm number 25. Psalm 25. And the heading to the Psalm tells us it's a Psalm of David. The Holy Spirit led King David to write these words. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Consider how many are my foes, and with what violent hatred they hate me. O guard my soul and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Amen. This is the word of God. May he give us grace and understanding and a heart for obedience. Well, just said it's great to see all the campaigners here today, all dressed up and looking really splendid in their uniforms. And the leaders are fairly splendid as well, of course, too. But I dare say you all travelled to church this morning, didn't you? Nobody stayed in church overnight. You weren't here in the morning. You had to travel to church. Did anybody walk? Hands up anybody who was able to walk to church. Didn't think so. No, nobody. Okay, you all come in cars? Yes. No helicopters, no train, nothing? No, no. Nobody got a helicopter in Trinity. Well, there you go. They all came in cars, big cars, little cars, all sorts of cars. And you had to come on a journey to church. You had to travel. And the Bible talks about life as being like a journey, as traveling. Traveling along through life as you grow up, as you get older. It's like a journey from start to finish of life. And we need to be guided in our journey, don't we? If you started off from home and you had no idea where you were going, if your dad was driving, probably your dad and not your mum, he starts off and he doesn't really know where he's going, but he thinks he does. And you know what's going to happen, of course. You'll start off and you'll drive for a while and your mum will say, "Do you know who you are?" And dad will say, "Well, I'm not very sure, but I think I know." And he'll drive on a bit, and eventually, you know, he'll be lost. He'll not have a notion where he is at all. We need to be guided on the journey, and we need to be guided through life. And we need to be guided, the Bible says, by God himself. It's God who is to guide us. And we read from Psalm 25, the words we want to think about today in Psalm 25. And there, it's really a prayer, it's a request. Psalm 25 and verse 4, make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Teach me your paths. There's a prayer for God to guide us through the journey of life. Now, as we're driving along, you'll see, you watch out for some of these when you're driving along. We find all sorts of signs to guide us and give us instructions when we're travelling along in our cars. And we're going to think about some of the signs that you might see along the road. You can watch out for these when you're travelling. And when you see the signs, it'll remind you of some of the things that God's Word has to say about travelling in the journey of life and about the Lord guiding us and teaching us his ways. We're going to think of some signs and some of the lessons that God's Word has for us. Now, you're all pretty smart, I know, and some of you I know are very, very smart. So these will not be difficult, even if you're not driving yet. There probably some of you are, I know, to look at you. You're probably driving. But even if you're not, here are some of the signs that you'll see as you're driving along. And let's think about some of the lessons that God's Word has for us. And this is the first of the road signs that we want to think about. And that's an easy one. It's a very easy road sign. Even somebody who never sat in a car before could figure that one out. Because it tells you on the sign exactly what it means. It says one way, and there's a great big white arrow on it. And you couldn't possibly get it wrong. You couldn't misunderstand what that road sign is telling you. It's telling you that you ought to be travelling in one direction. All the traffic will be following that sign. All the traffic will be going in the direction of the arrow. And you know what will happen, of course, if you think to yourself, well, I'm not going to bother about that road sign. I'm not going to follow what it says. I want to go another way. I think there's a better way. And you know what's going to happen, of course. It'll be disaster. You'll run into cars coming the other way. You'll have a smash. And maybe somebody will get injured. You have to follow the instruction. There's one way to go. And you've got to follow that carefully. But you know, the Bible talks about there being one way. One way to travel through life. One right way and lots of wrong ways. And we read about it in Acts chapter 4. And there Peter, when he's preaching, in Acts chapter 4 says, salvation's found in nobody else. For there's no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. There's one way. Peter says there is one way to be saved. There's one way to have your sins forgiven. There's one way to be right with God. And to be travelling along through life with the Lord. It's through trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. That's the one way that Peter talks about. Now people think there are lots of ways to travel through life. There are different religions, there are different ideas that people follow. And sometimes you'll hear people saying, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what you believe. If you believe something, if you've got a religion, if you follow some path, it's okay. It doesn't really matter. But the Bible shows us that's nonsense. The Bible tells us there are not lots of right ways. There's one right way. All the other paths that people are following are taking them further and further away from God. There's only one right way. There's only one Saviour, you see, the Lord Jesus. There's only one who died for sinners like you and me, who took our sins, who paid the price for salvation, and is risen and alive in heaven today. There aren't lots of Saviours, there's only one. There aren't lots of right ways to travel through life. There's only one. And that's a sign that reminds us there's only one name, there's only one way, and there's only one Saviour. And we all need to be trusting in Him, whether we're young or whether we're old. No matter what age you are, whether you're in campaigners or it's many, many years since you were that age, you need to be trusting in the Lord Jesus to forgive your sins and to set you on the right road through life. So that's the first sign that we need to think about. There's one way to travel, one right way, not lots and lots of ways. And so we need to ask ourselves right at the beginning, are you travelling on the one way? Are you travelling on the right road through life, trusting in Jesus as your Lord and Saviour? Could be you're on the wrong road. Could be you're going in the wrong direction. You need to be sure you're trusting in Jesus for yourself. There's one way, not lots of ways, but there's one way. Trust in Christ as our Lord and Saviour. So that's the beginning of the journey for you and me. You start off on the Christian road through trusting in Christ as your Lord and your Saviour. So make sure you're going in the one way that's following the Lord, that's obeying the Lord, that's honouring Him. One way, not lots of ways. So the first thing God would tell us as He shows us His ways, make sure you're on the right road, the right path. One way, not lots of ways. So that's an easy road sign because it tells you on it what it means. But now there's one that's a bit more difficult. This is one that maybe some of the oldies will know and maybe you won't know. We'll see if anybody can tell me what this one is. Here it is. You see? Anybody know? Oh, there are hands up here. There are some young drivers at the front here. Anybody know? Get down the front. Very good. No entry. Did you all know that? Not everybody maybe knew that that was no entry. I'm impressed. And there were others who knew it as well. Well, they had their hands up. Maybe they were bluffing. Maybe they didn't really know. But no entry. There is a warning sign. It's a warning that we are not to turn down certain streets and travel along them. We're not to go along that road. It's a keep out sign, really. And you've got to obey that, because if you ignored that sign, if your dad's driving along and he sees a no entry sign and he just drives past it, well, again, he's going to have an accident, isn't he? It's going to be a disaster. And your mum will say, I told you so. I knew you shouldn't have gone down that road. You ignored the no entry sign. Don't go down that road. And sometimes it's not easy to know why we're not to travel down those roads. Maybe you look around and the road looks safe. It's a good road. You can't see any reason for the no entry. But you know you have to obey it. Because the people who put the sign up know there's danger. They know you shouldn't go down that road. That's why it says no entry. And a wise person will obey the sign, even if they don't know why it's been put there. And you know, in the Bible, there are a lot of no entry signs. Did you know that? Now, maybe you turn over the pages in your Bible and you can't see any big red signs with white lines across them. But the no entry signs are there. Because God's Word tells us about things we shouldn't do, places we shouldn't go. It warns us about danger. And if we trust in the Lord Jesus, if we belong to Him, then we'll obey His Word. And when it has a no entry sign, when it says you shouldn't go there or you shouldn't do that, we obey. Because we know the Lord loves us. We know the Lord will keep us safe. And He won't let us get into danger. Now sometimes when the Bible says don't do something or don't go somewhere, we wonder, well, why? Maybe you don't see a reason why the Bible says don't do that. Maybe you don't really understand. But if you trust the Lord, You obey what His word says. Even if you're not sure or you don't understand why the Bible says don't do that or don't go there, you'll still obey. Because you know the Lord Jesus loves you. You know He died to save you. You know He wants to keep you safe. And so when you're reading your Bible and it says you're not to do something, maybe don't tell lies or don't be jealous of people or don't fight with your brothers and sisters. Well, you can see why the Bible says don't do those things. There are other things the Bible says maybe you don't really understand. You'll maybe understand when you're grown up. But when God's word says, don't go in there, don't do that, no entry, then you'll obey. And God has given us not just the Bible, He's given us ministers and elders, He's given leaders and campaigners, He's given Sabbath school teachers, He's given mums and dads who can help us to see the no entry signs in the Bible. And whenever God's word says no, no entry, then we obey. And the Lord will keep us safe and keep us out of danger and keep us away from sin if we obey the no entry signs that are there in the Bible. In Titus 2 and verse 12, the older folk can check it out. We're told of how God's grace teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions. The Bible teaches us to say no to certain things. It says other things that we should do. The Bible doesn't just say, no, don't do that, don't go there. But those are very important things. It's very foolish and very dangerous to ignore a no-entry sign. And when you're reading the Bible and you find a no-entry sign there, obey it. Because the Lord has put it there to keep you safe and to keep you out of danger. And if you're a Christian, if you love the Lord Jesus, if you're following Him, then you'll want to obey all the signs. You'll want to obey the no-entry signs. Stay away from sin. Stay away from anything that displeases God, because you love Him and you want to please Him. That's a no-entry sign. That was very clever, recognizing that sign. It's got no words. It's got nothing at all on it. So we've had, first of all, one way. Remember how God's word tells us there is one Savior. There's one way to travel through life, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ for yourself. Then as you're traveling along through life, if you're living the Christian life, you'll find the no-entry signs, the warnings to stay away from sin, stay away from the things that would harm you. And God's put them there in the Bible because He loves you. Loves you so much, He wants to keep you away from sin and from danger. So that's two signs we've had so far. We're travelling in the one way. We're obeying the no-entry signs. We're staying away from sin and from danger. Then another sign, a different shape of a sign. And this isn't a hard one because, well, it's obvious. Who can tell me what that one is? Okay, second row. Crossroads, thank you. It's all the wee guys that can tell me what the signs are. That's worrying for the mums and dads. Are they practicing driving when you're not watching? They could be. They know the road signs. We should try with some of the older folks, shouldn't we, and see if they know them. It's a crossroads. It's telling you you're coming up to a place where you could go in different directions. There are several directions that you could be travelling in. And you've got to make sure, of course, you take the right turn. If you don't, you're going to get lost. If you have to turn right to get to the place you're going to, and you decide you're going to turn left or go straight on ahead, you'll be lost. You'll never get to your destination. You'll never get to the place that you want to go to. At the crossroads, you have to make sure that you go on the right path. And that's true in the Christian life. As you and I are travelling along with the Lord Jesus Christ, as we are travelling along to heaven, we have to make decisions. All through life, when you're at school and you get older and you're working, all sorts of decisions you and I have to make. Will I do this? Will I not? What decision will I make? What direction am I going to go in? Maybe choosing subjects at school. Maybe deciding what job you want to prepare for as you get older. There are all sorts of decisions that you and I have to make. And now the Lord has a plan for us. The Lord knows what he wants you and me to do with our lives. What schools we're to go to, what subjects we're to study, what jobs we're going to do, all sorts of things like that. And those are all important. And we could choose different things. You could choose to be a minister. You might do that. You could choose to be a bus driver. You could choose to be a doctor. You could choose all sorts of things. And what the Christian wants to do is to follow God's will and God's path. That's why the psalmist says, teach me your paths. You and I want to follow God's way because we love the Lord. And when we've decisions to make, when we come to different crossroads, what are we going to do? We're going to ask the Lord to guide us and show us which road he wants us to take, so that we don't get lost, so that we don't get it wrong. We want to follow the Lord's way. And so whenever we come to a decision, whenever we come to a crossroads, the Christian wants God's guidance and wants God to lead him and show him the right road to choose. And so you and I need to be praying, don't we? We need to be praying for God to guide us and help us to make wise choices, not to do silly things, not to go a road that we know he doesn't want us to take. When we come to any crossroads, when we have any decision to make as we get older, we'll be asking the Lord to guide us and show us the right road. And you know, God will do that. If you really want to do God's will, if you really want to follow his way, the Lord will help you to know. He'll guide you. He gives you the Bible. He gives you parents. He gives you other Christians who can help you to make wise choices. And it's good to listen to them so that we'll be following God's road. So the crossroads will come, lots of them. Even when you're older, there are choices to be made. And we need to make sure that we're looking for God's guidance and God's direction. And there are lots of promises in the Bible that encourage you and me. They encourage us that if you ask the Lord to guide you, and if you really want to do God's will and go God's way, he'll show it to you and he'll make sure you go on the right road. That's great to know that. Because sometimes people get scared. And I think, well, what if I get it wrong? What if I turn on the wrong road and miss God's will? But we don't need to get scared and we don't need to be worried. If you really want to do God's will, and if you really want to go on the road that God has planned for you, he'll show it to you and he'll help you, even if it's difficult. Sometimes God takes us along bumpy roads and difficult roads. But the Lord will always help us and be with us. He doesn't leave us alone. He doesn't leave us to travel by ourselves. We sang Psalm 121. How the Lord is always awake, always watching over us to keep us safe. And that's a great promise to have. When you choose God's road, God will be with you and God will keep you safe. The only safe road, really, is to go God's way and follow God's direction. So that's the crossroads. So that's three signs that we've had now. Remember, first of all, the one way with the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in the one Saviour. And then we have a no entry, because the Lord warns us about the things not to do and the places not to go to keep us safe from sin. And then we've got the crossroads, because whenever we have to decide, when there are different roads we could travel, the Lord will guide us if we ask him, and he'll make sure we travel on the right road that pleases him. So we've had three signs so far. You're wondering how many of these there are going to be. You're wondering how long a journey is it going to be, and will I ever get my dinner? Or will it be burnt by the time we get home? Good news. We've one more road sign. Let's see who's smart and who can tell me what this one is. What do you think it means? Does it mean no bendy arrows? No, it doesn't mean that. Yep. The second row there. Oop, lost it. Okay. Yep. No U-turn. Exactly. Very good. Or we could say no turning back. And here we're warned, don't turn back. If you were driving along the road, this is warning you if you suddenly think, I've got it wrong, I'm going the wrong way, and you can't just suddenly whip round and go back the other way in the road. Very dangerous. Your dad ever done that? I hope he hasn't. But it's warning you, no turning round and going back. And you can see why, of course, that'd be dangerous to do that when you're driving along the road. But it's also a warning about living the Christian life. Because in the Christian life, sometimes it's difficult, isn't it? Sometimes it's not easy being a Christian. Do you find maybe sometimes people at school will laugh at you because you're a Christian? Maybe they'll give you a hard time and they'll call you names and they'll think you're odd and make jokes about you. And that's not easy. It's not easy for anybody, even an older person. It can be hard to be a Christian. And maybe sometimes you think, boy, it's not worth it. I think I'll just give up. It'll be easier not to have all this hassle, not to have all these problems for being a Christian. I just want to give up. That would be doing a U-turn. That would be turning back. And God's word warns us we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't turn back. Sometimes, you know, as Christians, the work God gives us to do is difficult. You know, maybe we witness to people, we tell them about Jesus, and they don't seem to want to listen. We preach the gospel. We give out tracts to people, and nobody's converted sometimes. And we think, it's not worth it. All the work we're doing, and we haven't much to show for it, let's just give up. Would it not be easier? And you see people sometimes who aren't Christians, and they seem to get on okay. It seems easier sometimes not to follow Jesus. And you want to give up. And often we do feel like that. Even older Christians sometimes feel it's too hard. It's too difficult. I want to give up. God's word warns us not to do that. Not to do that. We're not to turn back. We're not to give up following the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to be like the psalmist in Psalm 80 and verse 18. There he says, and God's people say, we will not turn back from you. We will not turn back. And with God's help, we'll not turn back. You and I, if we're Christians, have the Holy Spirit to help us, to make us strong, to give us courage when we're scared, to be with us when things are difficult. And the Lord will help us not to turn back. To keep on going with the Lord Jesus Christ. No turning back. Those who love the Lord Jesus, those who are following him, travelling along the one way, are not to be people who do U-turns, not to be people who turn back and stop following Jesus. But to keep on going with the Lord all the way. Never give up. Never stop following Jesus. And he'll help you and he'll give you strength. Even when it's very hard, he'll still give you the strength you need to keep on going. He'll never leave you to do it alone. He'll never expect you to manage yourself. He'll be with you as you travel the one way. And there are promises in God's word that tell us the Lord will bring us all the way to, well, I said this was the last sign. It's not quite. One more. Sneak it in, get it the right way up as well. To the end. The Lord will bring us to the end of the journey. He'll make sure that if you start out with Jesus and you're trusting in him and you're travelling along the one way, He'll bring you safely to the end. He'll bring you to be with Him forever and ever. That's wonderful to know that. Maybe sometimes as Christians we think we'll never get there. It'll be too much. We'll give up. God's word says the Lord will bring you to the end if you started out with Jesus. No turning back. No U-turns. Don't give up. Even when it's hard, the Lord will help you and other Christians will help you to keep going right to the end. So remember the road signs. Watch out for some of them as you're travelling home today. Remember the one way, trusting in Jesus as your Saviour. There aren't lots of ways, there's one. One Saviour from sin. Remember the no entry sign. The Bible warns us to keep away from sin, to keep away from danger, because the Lord wants us to be safe as we travel along His way. No entry. Don't ignore it. Obey it. The crossroads, you have to make decisions in life. Ask the Lord to lead you and guide you. And He'll make sure you know the right path that He wants you to travel. And then no U-turns. No turning back, no giving up. Keep on with the Lord, and He will give you the help and the strength you need to get right to the end. The end wants to be upside down. It's going to be the right way up this time. Right to the end. To be with the Lord forever. That is wonderful. That would be a great thing to be with all the Christians who've ever lived. To worship and praise Jesus forever and ever and ever. He'll bring us safely to the end if we're travelling in the one way, trusting in Jesus as our Lord and Saviour. That's a challenge to all of us today, whether we're young or old. Psalm 25 and verse 4, it says, "Teach me your paths." Are you following the Lord's path, trusting in Christ as Lord and Saviour, travelling through life obeying His directions, His signs, not turning back, not giving up, but with the Lord's help travelling right to the end of the road. He makes sure we all arrive safely. Remember the road signs. Remember Psalm 25 and verse 4. "Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths." Let's pray to the Lord as we finish our thoughts about the path today. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we thank you that there is a Saviour, the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for all that He has done to save sinners like us. We pray, Lord, you would have each of us travelling on the one way, the right path, with trust in the Lord Jesus as Lord and Saviour. Lord, we pray you'd give us strength for each day to obey the no entry signs, to keep away from sin, to make the right decisions at the crossroads, and not to turn back, but to keep going with Jesus right to the end. We pray, Lord, for everybody here in the service today that they will be travelling in the one way that leads to glory with Christ at the end of life. We ask it in His name and for His sake. Amen.